excitement. And Fast Mobile is showing up with deals, freebies, and surprises you will love. Buy any phone and get a free cap or t-shirt, from phones and accessories to kids' educational tablets, power banks, laptop bags, and booming Bluetooth speakers. We've got today's best technology. And with every purchase, you get a cool giveaway and a chance at winning even more prizes. Find us at stand number 27, right at the entrance of Comesa Exhibition Village, or give us a call on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile, for today's best technology. Greatness is everywhere. It's in the places you go, the people you meet, the things you do. Introducing Shaka Soft Drinks, a unique, refreshing drink that celebrates greatness. Shaka, celebrate greatness. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. President Hichilema's Egypt visit attracts $500 million energy investment. Analyst projects further drop in commodity prices amid Kwacha stability. Hundreds of arrests during deadly Angola fuel protests.
The voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jidalam. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe has announced that President Hage Geingob's recent state visit to Egypt has secured a landmark $500 million investment aimed at bolstering Zambia's electricity sector. Delivering a ministerial statement to Parliament, Mr. Haimbe said the visit, which took place in February this year, was focused on strengthening bilateral ties and bolstering trade relations between Zambia and Egypt. He disclosed that $500 million investment will fund the development of a 1,000 megawatt electricity generation project in Kafue, one of the largest power initiatives in the country's recent history. The project is expected to significantly enhance Zambia's energy capacity and help address long-standing electricity supply challenges. Mr. Haimbe further revealed that the state visit resulted in the signing of more than 5 memorandum of understanding covering a range of critical sectors including agriculture, infrastructure and transport.
Two 100 megawatt solar plants in Papua and Mongu by 2026, two scale-up of the existing ZMO L3D partnership for local manufacturing of transformers and prepaid meters targeting at least 40% local subcontracting to build Zambian SME capacity, and three participation of private contractors in strategic bridge and road infrastructure with explicit provisions for technology transfer and local skills development. Fourth, agricultural, livestock and fishery cooperation. The delegation held technical discussions with Egypt Agricultural Research Center and
mining expert Godfrey Lutele has welcomed the government's decision to have ZCCMIH lead operations at Kikonge and Dengue Gold Mines, but says the move does not go far enough in addressing deeper issues affecting the sector. The state recently announced that ZCCMIH would anchor operations at the two mines in Mfumbwe and Kasemba district as part of efforts to formalize and streamline gold mining activities. Mr. Lutele says while the decision may help stabilize operations, it falls short of offering a lasting solution to concerns raised by stakeholders, particularly regarding community benefits. He emphasize that recurring gold rushes are driven by the lack of tangible benefits for local residents and called for deliberate efforts to ensure communities near mining areas gain meaningfully from the resource.
actually that we have been expecting and praying that we make. We need to see how best we can benefit from these resources, and the best way is to take ownership where we can have increased shareholdings in these mines. And ZCCM has the capacity to manage this in terms of resources, in terms of expertise, and understanding that the cost of production in these semi-precious and precious minerals is not too much. We can manage this. And this is how we are going to maximize the potential and build capacity in managing resources that we have.
Economic analyst Patrick Mwape has projected a continued decline in commodity prices during the third quarter of 2025, supported by the sustained stability of the kwacha. In an interview, Mr. Mwape notes that essential goods such as millennium have already seen price reduction, largely driven by a favorable maize harvest. He explains that the appreciation of the local currency has also contributed to lower fuel costs, which are expected to further ease the cost of goods and services. However, Mr. Mwape pointed out that the full benefits of these developments are not being felt uniformly across the country. He has attributed this to Zambia's liberalized economy, where market prices are not tightly regulated by the government.
Appreciating, in the long term, we expect the prices to come down and stabilize. And also that should do, we should also pray that the next rain season, the weather forecast and the rain season is extremely very good to supplement the achievements we have done. What has helped us? The agriculture sector in terms of production has performed very well. The maize production is very high. Potatoes also is the production, sweet potatoes, very high.
The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, has welcomed President Hagainde Hichilema's recent appointments to the Human Rights Commission HRC board, describing them as a bold step towards gender-balanced leadership in Zambia. In a statement, NGOCC chairperson Beauty Katebe has commended the inclusion of four women among the seven appointees, highlighting the development as a strong affirmation of the country's capacity to embrace gender parity in high-level governance roles. Ms. Katebe says the composition of the new board sends a powerful message that Zambian women are more than capable of occupying leadership roles, and it brings the nation closer to realizing the 50-50 gender representation goal as outlined in the Article 259, subsection B of the Constitution.
The non-governmental gender organization coordinating council wishes to welcome the appointment of the Human Rights Commission board by the Republican President, Dr. Hagainde Hichilema, pending ratification by the National Assembly. We particularly want to commend the appointment of four women to the commission out of the seven available positions. This indeed is an affirmation that it is actually possible to have gender-balanced leadership in governance.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Gesh Mwale has raised concerns over Zambia's current economic strategy, questioning its effectiveness in light of significant tax losses and continued extent of borrowing. Mr. Mwale pointed out that while the country reportedly reported losses of about $1 billion annually in tax revenue alongside $3.5 billion being externalized, the government has opted to borrow $1.5 billion from the International Monetary Fund over a three-year period. He says this contradiction raises serious questions about the country's financial decision-making and long-term sustainability. He has described it as laughable that the country is celebrating IMF loan disbursements when an equivalent or even higher amount could potentially be raised through well-managed exploitation of natural resources.
This supplementary budget is as a result of coming from a depressed budget that he did in 2024. You know, we have that budget that was coming from one situation where we were just